So
where have you been hiding?
I'm sneaky. I'm the creep in the corner.
We need people like you. Thank you very much. So I got 704. Amy's going to be texting me information about what's going on the call. She does not sound good at all. So, Amy, how many people do we have on the call now? Well, we're waiting for her.
You can probably just give it a few more minutes and then just take a roll call, you know.
Yeah, we'll give it a couple of minutes. So I got, we'll give it a couple of minutes. There's another one. Hello?
Hi, this is Terry Work.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
I got Diana on the call.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, we got Butch. You're on the call. Thank you for coming on. I love your letter. We'll discuss that a little bit later.
I'll hang out as long as I can. I might have to disappear at any moment.
Okay. I kind of agree with your feelings about our good friends, the Conleys, but I don't know what we can legally do. Well, maybe we can figure something out.
Well, we can prevent them from using our legislatures for their means.
Yeah, I was going to read the bill and then make an appointment with Gabe because he's my senator. Bob isn't on. Ed Stoven's on a different meeting tonight. So it doesn't look like we have a quorum, but we probably, we may not. I got 707. Is anybody ready to start? One more. I got 9 board members. And who just came on?
It's Nick Boyer.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
And another one. Good thing we waited.
Yeah, this is Charlie.
Who?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie, hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good. Made it.
Okay, we got 10 board members now online. Go ahead and get started here. All right. 7:08, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. Do a roll call first. Diane Mead. She's muted. I know she's here. Diana?
Sorry, I was on mute.
I knew you were. Okay. Bruce Witchard, good welcome. Bruce Witchard? You're on the call. we go. That was perfect. Okay. Roberta?
Yes. And you only called Bruce, and then you called me. Is that correct? I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, so I've called Diana. She answered. I called Bruce Whittaker. He has not answered.
Okay.
And then we are talking. So
okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anybody. And Jim is
Yeah, it was hard to hear. Bruce Brazil?
We're here. I'm here. Jared probably won't make it. He'll try later, but he still works.
Okay. Lori Lewis?
I'm here.
Good evening. Jim Wood?
Jim's here.
Okay. It doesn't sound like Jim, but I'll take your word for it.
He's across the room. Do you want me to get him up so he can hear you, but he's just far away from the speakerphone?
That's okay. I'll trust you.
Please say you're here.
I'm here.
There.
I heard you, Jim. Ed Stobin's got another meeting representing us tonight. Nick Barbarino.
I'm here.
Bob Hamm. Amy, I'm not going to make you say anything. Charlie?
I'm here.
Okay, and Wayne Ford just came on the line. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, for guests, who do we have? I have...
Ken, is Mike Moore on the call?
Oh,
this is Mike. Yeah, you didn't call me.
Why do you not have this list? You're the most important person, Mike. You got all the money. Couldn't find my regular attendance list. Okay. Did I miss anybody else?
Ed Waldheim.
Ed, how are you?
Good.
Good to hear from you. Okay, so I have Terry Wark on the line. Stephen? Nicholas?
Yeah, Nick here.
Nick here. Bruce is on here from Bay Area Writers Forum. Did I miss anybody else?
Ken Oyer.
Did Bob get on?
Ken Oyer, good to hear from you. And I heard a voice behind you.
Did Bob Hamm get on?
No, is that you, Bob?
No. Bob and I, we were with the state staff all day long. So he left my office in Glendale. So I don't know if he made him.
Okay, so he's probably still on the road.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on then. Welcome, everybody. Glad everybody could be on the call. We got a pretty good turnout. Has everybody had a chance to review the agenda? And does anybody have anything they want to add to it? I'll take that as a no, and we'll move on. Has everybody read the previous board meetings? Does anybody have any changes to those? I know Roberta sent them out. She always does a fantastic job for us. So if nobody has any changes, can we have a motion to accept those?
I make a motion that we approve the board minutes for December 17th, 2018, and if necessary, a separate motion for the minutes of January 28th, 2019.
Oh. I second. Okay, we have a second. Any discussion about that?
Who seconded?
Bruce Brazil.
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Do you have any comments on that, Roberta?
No, we just need to approve them as submitted unless somebody has something to change.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Anybody abstain? Minutes approved.
Thank you.
Okay, since we have since we have Bruce on the phone from Bay Area Writers Forum, and he sent an email out to the board, I'd like to address his issues. I'd like to start changing our board meeting a little bit and get feedback from our members, learn what their concerns are, maybe do some education. You know, we could do Amy's and Bob's report early on and hear what our members' questions are, and then we could move on to regular business afterwards. That way our members can, you know, learn and enjoy the meeting. And then they can get off the phone, and then we can carry on with all the boring stuff, business afterwards. But we'll work on that agenda, changing the agenda, and we'll see how it works out. I still have some other ideas about it, and anything anybody has a suggestion about would be great. So, Bruce.
It's
Butch.
His name is
Butch.
Butch. Yeah.
Sorry, Butch.
I did send out an adjusted agenda to reflect your desire. So for this meeting, we can go there.
Yeah, we're right on that. Okay, I'm sorry, Butch.
No worries.
So I know the community up here is very concerned about these people, and to me, you know, they're a public nuisance, and they're wasting money. But is there anything we can do to prevent them from doing this?
No, they have a legal right to do all those things. But our representatives don't have to bring their issues to the floor of our legislative bodies. I mean,
so our only way to combat this is to pressure our legislators.
I think so. And we have a community, and we have really good outreach tools. The trick is, you know, getting people to do something. They're pretty good at clicking on form letters. And that's a start. But contacting them and getting the community engaged. I mean, John was working on Instagram, and lots of people do that. I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Say, this is Bruce Brazil. Could you expand a little bit on what the conversation's all about for those that are not familiar with it? Thank you.
Well, there's been an ongoing issue at Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area. Celeste Garamendi and Mark Connolly, her husband, own, I don't know, 7,500 acres or 9,000 acres next door, and they continue to be involved in every bit of legislation that they can do to hamper operation of the park. The general plan was approved 2 years ago, which was to develop the 3,000-acre expansion property next door that was acquired like 20 years ago. And so all these outreaches happened during that, you know, certainly over the last 10 years to the community and environmental impact studies. And it was approved. And so immediately she and her friends filed 4 separate lawsuits, every group she's involved with, because her husband, Mark Connolly, is a lawyer, so, you know, he's kind of overhead. And, you know, they're rich. So that's what they do recreationally. And our community, you know, has to go to work Monday through Friday. And so if we can not let let our legislators understand that they're a nuisance and they're just wasting everybody's time and money, maybe we'll make some headway. On the other side of that, though, is, you know, Garamendi and Connolly are rich, and, you know, if they give our legislators money, then they listen to them, perhaps. But, yeah, more people involved with more ideas. I'm doing what I can think of.
So, go ahead.
Okay, this is Bruce Brazil. Okay, these items that you're referring to are not on the legislators' floors. This is in the courtrooms.
That's true, yeah.
Which is quite a difference.
Yeah. Well, 249 and SB 249 and AB 1316 were on the floor, and apparently AB 1316 is going to be reintroduced with as a new piece of legislation, according to the Independent Democrat or whatever the name of the paper is that Amy sent us a clipping from. So, yeah, we have to – they fight on every front they can, everything they can do, because that's, I think, what they do. That's their form of recreation, is to mess with the OHV community. So,
and on part of
– I know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, and part of the lawsuits, this last one that has actually come to the surface was filed 2 years ago, and that's where they've got a portion of the operating – section of the Carnegie Park closed off now due to access problems. And that
is... easement?
Yeah, the easement. And that's in the courts over in Stanislaus or wherever, San Joaquin. And I've been reading a lot of the court documents, and I have to say our state representative, you know, from the Attorney General's office is doing a damn good job on it, making Connolly look like a fool. And there's nothing that we can do really to influence that. You know, it's not like a public opinion or anything. It's all legal.
Yeah, and we have a new animal in Gavin Newsom, so we don't know what's going to happen there. But, you know, if we can show our legislators or our, you know, state lawyers that we support what they're doing, I don't know if that helps.
Can I have a moment? I love what you did there, Butch. That was great. And this is Diana. One of the things that we have to do is get more people that are living in the two particular districts that are most impacted by that little expansion area, and that is our District 11 Senator Glazier. He's my senator, and I don't want to tell you what I think of him because that's probably pretty well known at this point. The other party is the assemblywoman who took over for Catherine Baker, who kind of threw us under the bus. She was a Republican, but she still threw us under the bus. And Rebecca Bauer-Kagan is that other person. So we're looking for people because we all understand that we have a bigger voice when we are a constituent. It is just what it is. So more people who live in that District 11 and in Rebecca Bauer-Kagan's district would be extremely helpful. And how to fire those folks up to actually write the letters that Rebecca needs to receive. So she knows that this isn't a slam dunk. DeSalonier, who used to be in the position that Glazier's in today, had no idea what off-road even was, what Carnegie SVRA even was. And I think Kagan's in a similar position, although it's hard to be your head buried in the sand that much. That was many years ago. So she should have some idea. But what she needs to understand is this isn't a partisan issue. And that's a difficult one for us to exercise without the feet on the ground. And that's what we have to get. I don't live in her district. Butch does not live in her district. But an awful lot of visitors to Carnegie do live in her district. And that's the folks we have to reach.
Which district is that?
I'm going to say 7, but I'm probably wrong.
Okay, I'll poke around. Because the power that we have with this internet tool and all these clubs is they have members, and yeah, lots of people are going to be constituents of those representatives. And yeah, it's some work to get it in there and have them listen to you, but they're certainly, I know they score your remarks at how many times people call on certain issues, and they start really paying attention if a lot of people call and if you show up. So maybe we can get some people inspired to meet their folks. But, you know, we should be able to reach enough people that there should be someone out there that wants to step up and help.
All right.
Anybody
else have any other questions? Because we don't want to take up the whole night on one subject, but Diana and myself and you can get together and we can try to start getting some people to send some letters in.
Okay.
He's in the 7th Senate District. I just looked it up.
Okay.
So.
That's the 7th Senate District for Glazier. Rebecca Pagan is Assembly, and I think it's 11.
So one thing that we could do, too, is once we put something together about that, we can help to put something up on Instagram about contacting and who they should contact, because a lot of people are seeing the Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard a lot about that this weekend. And the other thing we need to do is recruit all the businesses in the Bay Area. Does anybody else have any other ideas on that before we start moving on here?
One more thing. I think it's 16.
Yes,
sir. District 16. Assembly member District 16 for Rebecca Bauer-Kagan. Okay, that's
okay.
It. Go.
Okay. All right, does anybody, any other members out there or the social media team, any of you guys have any questions, concerns, things going on? I know you've
been
doing
a fantastic. Yeah, this is Nick. I'm the – oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is who?
This is Nick. I took over running the Facebook page a couple months ago, and I'm just trying to take notes and figure out ways to just some key points that I can put out to our Facebook fans. But I think Instagram is definitely important because – or will also need to be an outlet that we use because it gets a lot more engagement, as you'd call it, and we have more followers. People are a little more active on that. The Facebook thing is almost like it's on its way out. So I'll talk to Ian. He runs the Instagram, and we can work on a game plan to try and motivate people to reach out to their legislators.
Awesome. And I'll give you a call a little bit later this week on
sure.
Articles and stuff.
Gotcha.
Anybody else? Thank you. All right. Well, that worked out pretty good. So should we move on here to my report? I actually wrote one out and mailed it to almost everybody. The biggest thing going on was the San Mateo four-wheel drive parts truck fest, two-day event. It was a great time. We took in almost $800 in the 2 days. Ed Waldheim and whoever worked on that 50th anniversary Hall of Fame banner, that thing was fantastic. I hung it up on the side of the back, and I caught people walking by, the type of people that don't even want to talk to you, they're not going to look at you, and I'd see them, and they'd actually stop, and they'd start reading that. People were just amazed. And also
wow.
the one-sheet 8x10 flyer you did, we handed out a lot of those, and people just loved them. So thank you very much, Ed, on that.
You're welcome. And Vinny is also one who helped us with us. And Barbara from Off-Road Motorsports called up, and she was really happy how the banner came out. So she was really proud of the display.
Okay, hey, this is Vinny. I want to interject something. Since we're talking about that banner, we had it out at Truckhaven, and it was brought to my attention by Ed Stoven that there's an error on that.
Oh, no.
The picture that shows the check being written from the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame to Corva, and has one of the names up there is supposed to be Ricky Johnson. They've got his name as Ricky Thompson. So that's I didn't catch it until, you know, Ed Stoven. He's a motorcycle guy. He caught that, and sure enough, I don't know if it says it on all of them. I'm assume it does.
Take a duct tape and change it to Johnson.
Well, I was thinking of getting a label maker or something, or a paint or something, but even the one that's up at the museum's probably the same way. So that's kind of a oops.
So the guy's name is Johnson?
Ricky Johnson, not Ricky Thompson.
Oh, God.
I think somebody got confused, so. Ricky, not oh. Mickey, you know?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, that was just one thing, and I forgot to mention it on our last meeting, but
so
I'm
we
assuming
say,
they're all the same.
It's a flyer. The flyer, then, is wrong also.
Probably.
Yep.
The flyer's kind of hard to read. I mean, everything's so small because it's so compressed down. But I mean, somebody that knows, most people probably aren't going to notice it.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some people.
Okay. I'll go have them fix the flyer. That's easy to do.
Yeah, I'll look for it now because I'm a big fan of Ricky Johnson.
Well,
okay,
I'm a big
fan
of Mickey Thompson, but I don't know of Ricky Thompson.
Ricky Thompson was really big in motocross and off-road truck racing. He was number one for a couple years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know who he is, but there's no Ricky Thompson. Who knows? Anyways, go ahead, carry on.
We'll take a magic marker and change it or something. And yes, on the flyers, I think that is an excellent piece of literature for us to give businesses. I would recommend making the font just a little bit bigger if we could.
Okay.
I think that's something that maybe we could print up a bunch, because it ties in the 50 years. It tells us what we've done. Everybody what we've done, and it's also timeless, so we could, you know, if we bought a bunch of those, we could still use them 2 or 3, 4 years from now.
Okay, let me have a Mojave go fix the Thompson to Johnson, and I'll ask him to put a bigger font, and we'll see how what it looks like.
Yeah, and let me know.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks, Ed.
Got it.
All right, so on with the show. It was a great time. Bruce Brazil came out. Lori and Mark came out to help me. Thank you very much. It was busy the whole time. We have a business affiliate, Bruce Lanford from Best Top, that's just amazing. I gave him a bunch of old Orias, and he's standing out in the aisle, grabbing people, giving them Orias, telling them to come down to our booth and give us a couple bucks, and telling them we're the only people that they need to join. That was fantastic. And we get to go to that show every year. We don't even have to ask, so that's great. The largest.
Yeah, Bruce was a big part of the last two Truck Havens. Bruce, it's Landfield, and he secured one of our biggest raffle prizes. Was a soft top for a Jeep. So
awesome!
He's one of our biggest cheerleaders out there.
Yeah, I want to send him an envelope or two of probably an envelope every time we print the Orion, so you'll have them. Okay, so other than that, it was a great time. Coming up, we have our annual meeting. We got to figure that out. At that meeting, we're going to do elections. Some people are terming out, or their terms are going to be up. Everybody's doing a really great job. If you are presently on the board and your term is coming up, I would ask you to put your name in to continue your service, because you all are doing such a wonderful job, and we need volunteers. So if you know anybody, and please vet them well, that we can get on the board. We're going to have some open positions. We'll have to put out a letter of exactly what all the positions are. So there's the date is still in question. Some people have asked about possibly doing the meeting at Oceana Dunes. Then again, we have also been asked, I guess, to do Moose Anderson Days again. So we're going to have to come to a decision on that pretty quick here. So everybody that can, please put in your input, you know, send us your ideas to the Corva board so we can all look at them. And we can figure out where we're going to have our meeting.
Ken, that's Ed Waldheim.
Yes, Ed.
Carl, the manager, and Greg Beck at our meeting, at Friends of Jabal meeting, we told them about your thought about doing it on a Sunday. And they had no problem with the places available to you guys for Sunday to do the meeting. You can have all the meals in the warehouse and have the meeting at the visitor center. So they're always set on it, and they're okay for you to do it if you want to.
Okay, fantastic. And that is nice, having that the warehouse there to have the meals in and get out of all that cold wind.
Yeah, my thought was you could have two breakfasts. We could have a breakfast on Saturday, both Saturday and Sunday. We have the lunch on the Saturday and the lunch on Sunday. And on Friday night, Saturday night, you could have a dinner there. I would keep
possible.
The vehicles outside if we have a lot of people. So, and you got the kitchen in there, so you got a good setup there to do everything you want to.
Okay. Well, why don't I give you a call and we'll talk about what's available out there and what we could do.
Okay.
And then Pismo, Lori, you talked to the park down there. They have a small meeting room, maybe 25 people. I don't know if that would be large enough.
Yeah, they do. They said that they had a room for 25 people, but that's without any tables in there. So usually we have the tables set up. So I didn't know if that would work or not, but I know a lot has been going on in that area that we've been working on as well.
All right. Well, thanks for those calls. That's about all I've been doing other than trying to heal. My back's coming along. I'm getting much better. You know, one thing that popped in my mind was we've kind of got a disconnect. Sometimes we don't know what each other is doing. And I know one thing they've been talking about at my employer is collaboration apps. And does anybody have any experience with those? They allow everybody to see in a group to see what everybody else is doing. You can put your notes in, your dates, contacts and everything, so everybody gets to see, you know, all the information. It's like some of us have some bits of information and some of us have other bits of information. It may be helpful to us if everybody could see what's going on. It's just a thought. And I don't know if anybody has had any experience with that or they feel that would be something that could help us, but something we might look into. All right, that's about all I got. Amy, I'm not going to let her speak. So, legislative report. Diana or Bruce, do you have anything?
This is Bruce. I got two small items that I can refer to.
Great.
And the first one is in the U.S. Senate, Senator Murkowski has got S-47 in the Senate, and I believe it was passed last week. And that's a big omnibus bill pulling together, I think, over 100 other bills that have to do with outdoors and land use. And I believe I sent out an email a couple weeks ago stating, I think, three different bills that would affect Southern California. So that seems to be moving along. The other one, especially for us here in the north, Leon Panetta's H.R. 403 is the Clear Creek bill, and that doesn't seem to be moving. I sent him an email suggesting that he try to get it attached to S-47, because that would probably guarantee it going through. I have not heard back from him, haven't seen any change in his bill. And that's what I've got.
Great, thank you. Diana, do you have anything to update us on legislative?
I'm muted. I have nothing to contribute. I'm actually starting to think about Carnegie and starting to draft some stuff here. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You're on it. I'll get back to work. Okay. Well, I really apologize that we don't have Bob and Amy's out with her flu. I talked to her and I said I'm not going to allow her to talk at all. But anyway, we'll move on. Unless anybody else has anything they want to bring up on legislative. Nope. Okay. Financial report, Mike. I know you're there. Looks like we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I sent the normal reports out. Just a reminder, our year comes to an end actually this week. Thursday is our year end, February 28th. I've already reached out to Steve Gardner to give me an inventory of everything he's got and also to give me some shipping numbers through the end of February so I can look that into the financials before we send it to the CPA. Reminder to any of you that may have Corva products out there, license plates, T-shirts, anything you have store-wise, just send me a quick note. Let me know what you've got. I'll go ahead and put a value on it so I can get it into the financials.
Okay.
I usually try to get everything closed out and get it ready to send in to our CPA by the 1st of April. So that gives me the month of March to get everything closed up.
All right. Mike, I'll get you there. Get you, I don't have much left, but I'll let you know what I have.
Yeah, anything you've got, and then I'll just go back and find out what it cost us and put a value on it.
All right. Any questions? I just got a question from Amy I'd like to pop in here. There's a main trail into or around Randsburg that has been closed. Does anybody know anything about that?
There's no trail closed around Randsburg.
Okay.
That's fake news.
All right. Oh, we got Northern Report. Okay. Yeah. Lori, do you have anything else to report?
No, I mean, it was great talking to so many people and making a lot of contacts at the show and just meeting so many people and sharing with them about Corva. A lot of people said that they were going to do their memberships online, so hopefully Mike can let us know if we get a lot of new memberships that come through.
Boy, there was one lady you were talking to that was a San Jose teacher that said she was using our information from our website or our, in her classes?
Yeah, it sounded like she was doing something kind of like what the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts do, where they get badges, just teaching the kids about general, you know, where's the windshield wiper, where's the fog lights type of thing. But I was telling her about different Corva events that we do, like the Northern Jamboree and the volunteer opportunities that we have and some of the things that we have available. So she had both my email and your email, Ken, and she said that she would follow up with us. So hopefully that'll be a great thing that we can get them involved in as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought that was amazing. I was impressed.
Yeah, she was really excited about the things that we do and wanted to kind of partner with us on that. So, you know, we had a lot of really great leads, a lot of we had a really good family that came by that we talked to yesterday, and they were really excited. There was a lot of people who were excited about Corva and the things that we're doing. So I'm really hoping that we do see those memberships come through online. So it'd be great.
All right. Fantastic. I got Amy's here. We got the black tie and boots coming up for the Rubicon Trail Foundation, and we've bought a couple of feet on behalf of Corva. And Amy, myself, Lori, and our respective mates will be attending. We have been participating in some objections. This is what Amy sent me, and I believe if I'm – she'll yell at me if I'm not correct here. But we've been participating in the objections on the Forest Service for the over-the-snow travel. And if I understood what Amy told me, there's two people that have filed objections on the over-the-snow NEPA plan. And I'm not exact. I think it was Eldorado who didn't write comments. And one of the people, persons, is the CEO of SurveyMonkey. And the second one is the CEO of Cupid.com. So Amy has a meeting with the Forest Service. It's Eldorado and Tahoe, the INYO revision plans too. So we think we're going to possibly have Jesse go to the next meeting with the Forest Service to ask them how come these people can object when they didn't write comments. If you got billions of dollars, it doesn't mean you can break the rules. So,
and you know what, Ken, too? We had a couple of people I personally talked to that were overlanders that were excited about Corva as well. So that was really great to see them come through the booth as well.
Yeah. There was a lot of those guys. So we'll be working on the Forest Service over the snow plan and trying to figure out why these people are being allowed to object. And we'll tell the Forest Service they can't do it.
Hey, Ken, when is that black tie and boots event?
It's in March.
Okay, is that's at the Rubicon, right?
It's for the Rubicon Trail Foundation. It's one of their annual fundraisers, and this year it's going to be at the Jackson Rancheria Resort.
Okay. Now, did Corva pay for those tickets, or did you guys buy those on your own?
We bought them on. I bought mine on my own. I know Lori bought hers. Amy, I think she paid for part of them, and we and
okay.
Corva paid for a small a portion of it.
And Ken and Amy and myself, Mark and I have been going for years, and we've always paid for our own tickets and lodging.
I just got
okay.
a call from Amy. She paid for her own. So we they have different levels of sponsorship, and I think our level was Buck Island, and we bought a half a table in Corvus, Maine. It's always
okay,
a great
just...
event. It's in the March. We got a logo in the program. Corva paid $100. So it's a fantastic event. If you're ever in Northern California in March, it's the same thing every year. It's a fantastic event. Everybody dresses up real nice. There's a huge raffle, silent auction. Food's always good, music. It's just a lot of fun, and they raised a lot of money, and they support us quite a bit.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'd like to see you up here sometime, Vinny.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the Rubicon first, then I'll go to Black Tie and booth.
Oh, you haven't done the Rubicon yet? Well,
I've never been there, no.
Oh, God. Beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Bruce Brazil, do you have anything else to add to the Northern Report?
I'd like to follow up like with what Lori said. It's sure nice. This is the first show that I've worked. It's nice to be standing there and having strangers come up and saying, we just want to stop by and thank Corva for all you do. So it's nice to know that our efforts are being appreciated by the public.
That's when you ask them if they're a member, and you say, yeah, if you really like us that much, you need to join.
Well, a lot of them stuffed some dollar bills and fives and tens into the donation box, so I didn't want to push it. But it was
yeah,
good
you know,
feeling.
Jim Woods, that donation box idea is the best thing in the world. People just they see that box and they stuff money in it. They don't want anything. They just want to stuff money in it. Amy just reminded me that all the Northern California off-road businesses also attend the Cantina or the Black Tie and Boots. Okay. Diana's working on Carnegie, so we'll let her work on that. If anybody has any questions at this time for us before we move on to the Southern Report, anything going? Questions about Northern California? Nope. Okay. Vic, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I sent out my report earlier today. I hope everyone got a chance to read it. It just came to my attention just a couple of weeks ago that there's two shows that I didn't know anything about. They're both on the same day in March. I'm not exactly sure of the exact date. I think it's like the 23rd maybe. One's in at the Del Mar Fairgrounds down near San Diego, and the other one's at the Norco Fairgrounds. So, like I said in my report, I got a hold of the guy that's doing the one down in Del Mar, which I think is probably going to be a big event. I think it's more of a, you know, they've got racing going on and truck show and stuff, and I don't think I don't know. How many like vendors and stuff are going to be there? Apparently Ed Stoven's going to go with San Diego Off-Road Coalition. And I told the guy, the promoter, that if I had I known about it earlier, we could have, done like we do with Expo and the Sand Show, and give them an ad in the Araya, and in turn they could give us a free booth. It sounded like he's willing to give us a free booth anyways, and he sent me the registration form and stuff. But then there's also another event called Eco Crawl, and that's I think that's more of like a Jeep thing, Overlander type thing. It's mostly Jeeps, I guess. And they had a similar event the same weekend that we did Truck Haven. And so a lot of those guys didn't get to make it out to Truck Haven. And apparently they've invited Corvette to go to this event. So I think that might be a better hit for us if we could try to make it out there. And I'm willing to go to one of those events. I'd kind of almost rather go to that Eco Crawl one because I think we'll be better. I think we might get more memberships and it might be a better thing for us. But the other one down at Del Mar would get get the word out as well. So I was hoping that Ed Stoven and San Diego Off-Road Coalition might be willing to hand out some Orias at the event down at Del Mar. I probably have maybe 200 Orias left over from Truck Haven that I could get to him and they could do that. So I'll try and get a hold of Ed Stoven and see. And I think I'm going to try and go ahead and hopefully I can get some other people to help me out at the Eco Crawl one. So another thing, I talked to Charlie a few days ago, and I guess IE4W is ready to present us with a check at one of their next meetings, either in March or April. Charlie said he'd be willing to go down there and make an appearance and get a picture of them handing the check and maybe say a few words. And I'll try to go with him also. And Charlie, I think he said he's gonna go ahead and follow up with them and determine which meeting you're going to go to. So let me know, Charlie, what works out, and I'll do my best to make it out there with you. I think I should go there too.
Okay.
And as far as okay, all right, cool. And then as far as Truck Haven, Roberta followed up with all the people that gave donations. And sent them T-shirts and thank you letters, and then I went through all all the photographs that Wayne gave me, and my friend Stephen Howard, who's on the call, he took a bunch of pictures of everyone that got won a raffle prize. He had them come up and he took a picture of them, showing the raffle prize. So that way, I sent each of those vendors a picture of that just about a couple of weeks ago, and it was pretty well received. So, they like us, and I think we'll get them to support us again next year. One of them even wanted information about becoming a corporate sponsor. So, and that was Squatchbox Coolers. And they're a, high-end cooler, kind of like a Yeti, but probably better. and then back to the annual meeting thing. I know it's been brought up to have it at Jawbone and over the Moose Anderson days. And like last year, I think Jim mentioned that maybe we should have the meeting on Sunday if possible. That way we can help and participate in Moose Anderson days, which I think is a good thing. I've been to Moose Anderson days before, and it's worthwhile. We go out and make a difference and volunteer and all that. Plus, if we have it there, like last year we had it, we had our meeting the same day as Moose Anderson Days, and we did it in that visitor center, so that we kind of closed off the visitor center from having people come in there and purchase things and visit the bookstore and all that there. And the guy, Bob, that runs the place, said that it'd work better for them if the visitor center was open on Moose Anderson Days, because then the people would go in and they'd be able to, buy things and stuff like that. So whatever works. I know it'll be more difficult for people that are coming from far away to have the event on Sunday and then have to leave that evening and get back home. So whatever works. And he's up to whatever works also. So that's all I got.
Benny, I got to add one. Benny, this is Ed Walheim.
Uh-huh.
Benny.
Go ahead, Ed.
The commission is coming. The commission is touring Jawbone on Thursday in Southern California, and they're meeting in Palmdale on Friday. So I hope we can get people, if you're available, to come to the commission meeting on Friday. Bob Hamm, he may try to go there. I will be there. I'm going to be half a day on the tour. They're going to tour a little bit of Jawbone, but the main thing they're going to do is tour, talk about Red Rock.
Okay. Hey, Ed and Vinny. Ed, can you send me a reminder about that? Because I had it marked down and my calendar exploded. So I'd like to go that if I can. And Vinny, Point Magoo was just out at the station on Saturday doing a run. And Bob expressed the same thing to me. They would be appreciative if it was on Sunday, because as he flat out told me, they lost over $1,000 in what they would have. They usually make during Moose Anderson Days. While
Corbin, right, I talked to him today, and he said the same thing. I called him today and talked to him. So
yeah, we don't want to cut into their fundraising.
So either that, if we have it on Saturday, we could have the meeting inside the garage area there or something. I don't know. Well,
the shop.
Back to the
I don't have a problem with that.
I'd like to get back to the commission meeting for a moment, and then we'll move on to get to the annual meeting. Bruce Wichita will be on the tour and at the meeting. Ted Cabral was at Truck Fest on Sunday, and I talked to him. And, yes, Ed, his main topic is going to be Red Rock and why it was OHV property or OHV use before it became a state park, and why did they quit the OHV. He was talking about how they classify parks when they start them up. So, yeah, that's going to be a great issue.
But don't forget this, Waldheim. They're going through a general plan.
Ah.
So this is all part of the general plan that's being done.
Okay. That's important to be involved. Bruce Whipster and Amy have discussed all the talking points, so they're in online on that. So if all of you in Southern California that can make it, that'd be fantastic. That's something we need to work on. All right.
Yeah, this is Vinny.
Vinny?
I just want to put out there, I'm not going to be able to make that meeting. I got previous plans, so.
That's fine. Ed?
What is the date on that? Is that the Friday before Moose Anderson Days?
The 28th is the tour. The 28th is the tour, and March 1st is the meeting.
This week.
It's this week.
Oh, March.
Yeah, it's this week. And
the staff, the, The guys, the staff was already down here. Bob Hamm and I, we spent the whole day with the staff from the OHV division, the historical people. They're going through all my files. They want to pick up all my files. And we did a five-hour interview about the 50 years of CORVA, 50 years of the OHV program, and we did the interviews, Bob Hamm and myself that did it. So we're probably going to have a good history of how we got to where we were, and CORVA was an integral part of it. It's amazing how it all comes out to 50 years all the way around. And incidentally, Jay's Maintenance, my company, also 50 years. So we got three 50-year celebrations coming online.
Fantastic. All the clubs that want Nightmare Gulch reopen need to send people to that meeting also.
Well, that's the one we're fighting on, and they're being very hard-headed about it.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. The superintendent is not our friend.
Is this the new district superintendent since everybody's melted together?
Yeah, he got promoted, and he runs Hungry Valley and he Onyx, we call it, and Red Rock. So he's in charge of that whole sector. He's been talked to. He's been warned, but you can't. Bad habits are really hard to break.
So was this a State Parks employee or division employee?
State Park.
I brought that up with Ted when I saw him yesterday, that I have been hearing that these new State Park superintendents, district superintendents, have been treating the four-wheel drive community as less than important. So that's something we need to keep going after State Parks about, too. Okay, are we done with the Southern report?
Yep, I'm all done.
All right, let's move on. Annual meeting. We need to set a date and location. So we were looking at, sounds like, pretty much the majority of the people want to do, or it would be best to do it at Jawbone.
It's easier and cheaper.
Yep. Yes, it is. I'm looking for dates right now. So when is Moose Anderson's Day?
The last weekend of April.
So that would be Saturday the 27th.
That's it.
And Sunday the 28th.
You know, guys, let me give Ken, let me make a suggestion.
Okay.
I will move, if you're willing to do your meeting in the warehouse or in the shop, I will move Moose Anderson to the visitor center, and I'll set up the meal tables in there. The only difference is that I would like to do the cooking of the lunch at the shop, and then people can come and, or we can eat. We can actually eat there in the shop. But you can have your meeting in the shop while we're out there working. Yeah, but that couldn't have your people work. But anyway, you can have it there, and then I can move the main activities back into the visitor center so Bob can make his sale.
Let's go for a week.
And we can do it on a Saturday.
Okay.
Switch that around if you want me to.
Okay, let's have a little bit of discussion on that.
An envelope in on me.
Oh my
God! Yeah. The only thing concerns me is, if we have a meeting on Saturday, we're really not going to be participating in Moose Anderson days. So
that's the sad part. Yes.
Yeah. Right. But
that's
if that's only option, then, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, it's pretty rewarding to go out there and help out with Moose Anderson also. So.
Well, the other option is Moose Anderson, you know, by after we finish the lunch at 2 o'clock, something we finish. What if you guys did your meeting and you start at 2 o'clock or you start at 3 o'clock and you go to 7 o'clock and we have dinner?
Okay. So how do these dates work for everybody?
I'm okay with those dates.
Works good for me.
Okay, do we want to...
So you got to make the decision if you're going to have the meeting on a afternoon on Saturday, or if you're going to have the meeting on Saturday and skip working at Moose Anderson days, or have it on Sunday. Those are your options.
Yeah, and if the meeting goes into the evening, we may not have, you know, the members may not want to hang around.
Yeah, I don't think we could do both.
If you feed them.
Well, if we feed them, bribe them with food.
There you go.
I think that'll make for a long, long day.
Well, we're used to working long days.
Okay.
We can talk about it offline.
Yeah, let's talk about it offline. So we have a proposal for the 27th, 28th, Moose Anderson days. Possibly meeting on Sunday. Let's start a little email thread on that. And people put in their chime in on it, whether they can make it or not, and their feelings on it. How about we do it, and then we'll come up with a decision before the end of before next meeting, hopefully. Okay, 50th anniversary subcommittee needed.
Okay, this is Ed Waldheim again. Today, in the interview that we had with the State Park, our visitors, they're the historians that we met, but we met with a staff from Sacramento, and they are working as we speak on trying to come up with ideas on where they're going to do the 50th anniversary and what they're setting up. And so the whole thing today was in preparation for the 50th anniversary of the OHV program. And so that's what the state is working on it as we speak. And that's what we've spent all day long on, getting the historical background with Bob Hamm on the program. And so it was very exciting. And it got emotional there because so much we got involved. And I switched hats. I put my Corva hat on. I put my OHV hat on. I put my Off-Road Hall of Fame hat and what the big panel that Roberta Woods and Jim Woods gave me for when I retired or when I finished my 12th year or 14 years, whatever it is. I put that out, and I put that on the bottom, and it was in the background of the picture. So it was in the Cora is highlighted very well with our meeting that went on. But they're going to be working on trying to figure out what they're going to do. They're trying to find out what we did in the 25th anniversary. And I couldn't find pictures. I'm going to have to look for pictures in the albums. And I don't know, Vinny, did you come across any of those pictures in the Corva album? I don't remember.
I probably did. You got thousands of pictures, Ed. So.
Well, they're going to go over all the pictures. They're going to go over all the files. All those files I have downstairs, they're going to pick them up and they're going to put them in a U-Haul trailer. And they came into Sacramento in a safe storage, and they're going to put their historians to start working on it all.
Amy and I were just at a meeting at the State Historical Depository, or whatever they call it, where they keep all the documents and artifacts.
Cool.
I think Amy went on the tour of that.
That's cool. So that's all I have from the state office today.
Boy, that's exciting.
What, Ed, do you know when they're having their meeting? or that their 50th thing?
The subcommittee, they didn't tell me that. This was just preparation work, what they did here.
Is this something we might be able to piggyback on?
That's what I was kind of wondering the same thing. If we don't piggyback on it, I mean, maybe that's something someone from Corba.
This is in 2020, guys.
Right. Right. But we're talking about our 50th birthday also, which is in 2020. So
that would be interesting to piggyback on that in some manner.
Yeah, we should probably bring that up to the committee. I'm sure at the commission they're going to bring it up. So we could just
we should at least participate in some way or another. I think if that's possible.
I agree. If nobody else has come up, I'll bring it up on the public comments that we want to participate.
Okay. As far as our 50th anniversary goes, Lori has volunteered to help out on the subcommittee and help plan. That's one of the things she does very well. So anybody else that wants to jump on that, Ed, Vinny, we can all talk about that. Let's get an email going on that. And Ken Oyer, you were just down at in Gene Nevada at the Hall of Fame, and you ran into somebody that works there and said they'd like to host it?
Yes. Yeah, my wife and I were looking for the displays, and he pointed us to where the cars are and where the different displays and all the pictures. And when he found out that I had some association with Corva, he handed me his card, which I've given to Amy, and he said they'd be very interested in hosting. So that would be a different area. I didn't know if we wanted to go to Nevada from California, though. But the display is pretty nice. I was very impressed. And that 50-year banner you've been talking about, it's displayed there and really nice by the case that we have.
So that's an option we can explore.
Just on a side note, was that digital picture frame still working?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So it works. Hanging in there. I was concerned that thing might die or something, but apparently it's still working. So that's
hey, you were the magicians when you did it, Vinny.
How long is that display going to stay there?
I don't know. Barbara hasn't kicked us out. She likes it.
Okay. Well, we'll look into it. We'll talk to them, and, you know, that may be a possibility. We'll share that contact information. What are people's thoughts about having the, if we had being a California organization, if we had a 50th anniversary in Nevada? I mean, it is the Hall of Fame.
I think it would be a lot of fun. It'd be a good venue. This Jim.
Thank you.
I kind of agree. And, you know, it's only like 5 miles outside of California, so.
I think it'd be great. I mean, especially if they want us, if they're going to work with us and they're like, hey, come here and have it here. I mean, what better opportunity is there?
Hey, Ken, this is Ed Waldine. Today, Bob Ham shared with me, we always have the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame banquet on a Saturday at the hotel. And it's the same time as the SEMA show is. But now he found out that they rented out the hall from Thursday to Saturday, so it looks like they may have to move their banquet to Sunday.
Oh, no.
I just found that out. And so I don't know if they're going to stay at the hotel where they are, but they booked somebody else. And so the Hall of Fame, what Bob shared, because he's on the board, he shared that
right.
It looks like they can't have a Saturday. So, but they want to have it during the SEMA because that's where all the manufacturers bring all their staff and all their people. But I think the show goes, does it, Terry? Does it go keep going on Monday? So if they had it on Sunday, it wouldn't really affect their attendance at SEMA?
Yeah, this is Terry. And, yeah, Monday is for continued for final setup and meetings that go on. And there is some other dinner that night. I can't remember exactly what it is that they usually have on that Monday night also.
Okay.
Isn't that the awards banquet?
Well, yeah, we have the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame awards banquet that's on Saturday, but the hotel.
No. That was on Monday night last year.
Was it?
Yeah, I believe it was on Monday night because some of the people left. I was at the NAMARAC meeting.
Okay,
and some
so
people
then
had to leave to go to that.
Okay, then maybe I got it confused then. Okay, never mind. But I know that's a different date. That Bob said that they changed it, so I don't know if they gave away Monday. That'd be a kicker. Anyway, that's something else that Bob can. Bob,
that hotel
Bob can figure
where
it out.
The banquet was real reasonable too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hey, well, we'll
back to the Corvette meeting. We've in the past, we had one at State Line. You just got to really promote it. People enjoyed it and had a good time. But like I said, you really got to promote it to get people to go that extra mile.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be tough to get people to go to the meeting. But we'll figure out something. Because we got to pay for this somehow, so we need to hit up all of our business sponsors for auction or raffle prizes. Okay.
But that's why it would be great, because if the hotel wants us to come be there to bring in revenue, plus it actually potentially draws other people because people might want to stay there for the weekend. And so, you know, they'll want to go to the celebration. So I think it's a win-win. I think it's a really great suggestion.
All right. Good job, Ken Oyer. All right. We'll get in contact, or Lori, I'll get you the contact information, and maybe you could start talking to him about it.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
We'll get some emails going, and we'll keep working on the 2020 birthday celebration. Let's move on to Family Fun Run. Harry, are you working on that?
I'm working on that with Jared McLeod.
Okay, Jared.
Pardon me?
Is Jared here too?
I don't believe Jared's on. No, Jared had to work late tonight.
Oh, bummer.
So we're okay with Hungry Valley. We're good to go. We just got to get the permit information from them. They're very happy with what we've been working with them so far and some other ideas that we've run by them. We're going to be up there on March 22nd, the weekend of the 22nd, I believe, for our first of our pre-runs to get our initial mapping of the course and figure out how we want to run it. We have some ideas already that we've tossed around, so it's really shaping up. Things are coming together.
Now, Terry, this is
– yeah.
This is Vinny. I just want to make sure that this is going to be like motorcycle and quad friendly also, right, this course?
Yep, always is, and it
okay.
will be.
Okay.
We've got people in the club that have side-by-sides. I'll see if my son has some time off to check it out for the quads, but he's a hard and fast rider. So, but, yeah, we're thinking of making everybody happy and how to do it.
Okay, good deal. Continue on.
Okay. So, like I said,
fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be there for the whole weekend checking it out and turning in our first report to them. We're hoping to get at least one or two of the Rangers to join us partially. So it's coming together.
What's the date?
For which? Our first pre-run or the event?
The event.
The event is, let me bring that up. I think we had in the third weekend of August. The second weekend. The weekend of August 17th.
Oh, well, it won't be too hot.
No, it should be pretty nice up there. And the nights up there cool off usually quite a bit. And so that's why we picked that date. And there's nothing really going on because after the summer lull, things really start kicking into gear again, you know, like the off-road shows and a couple other events. So we'll be right at the lead-in for those. So, any questions?
No, fantastic, and thank you for all your hard work. It sounds like you're going to have a great event.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right. Hopefully I can make it down there. Okay, the next item we have on is the membership Chromebooks for the North and South updates. Yeah, evidently we have Daniel and Amy has been working on apps that allow us to do membership and our store stuff on any mobile device. So we're just going to kind of scrap that because we can do it on all of our own mobile devices. And actually, I just picked up a Galaxy tablet for like $105 at Costco. So I'll use that at the shows that I go to. We'll be able to take memberships directly in our stuff. This is one thing we're going to do at our annual meeting is we're going to go over these apps and we're going to learn how to use them so we can automate our system. So we'll scratch that topic off the list. New business, we have suggestions and nominations for board officers. Anybody have any? I don't have any at this time. We really need to find some more board officers. Especially, we need to get somebody in the VP position because that basically runs our business. And those of you that are volunteers, if you want to step up, come on board, please throw your name. Does anybody have any suggestions at all or know anybody that they want to have on the board? Been doing any recruiting? I think that is a big no. Okay. Anybody else have any concerns, suggestions, questions, anything they want to ask or get off their chest? I'm not doing very good at motivating people, I guess. Because nobody's speaking up. All right. On that note, it's been wonderful having everybody. Looking forward to another month, and keep up all the fantastic work. Our social media guys, you guys are doing a great job. I don't know which one of you have been arguing with the Overland guys, but thank you, because I would just tell them they're out of their minds. But anyway, thank you all for coming tonight. Do we want to adjourn the meeting? Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Vinny. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Bruce will second it. Bruce seconds it. Yep.
Any discussion? No. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Of course not. And all those abstained?
All those that have their mute on, change it.
All right. Everybody have a wonderful evening, and thank you very much for everything you do and being on the call tonight. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
The host has joined the conference.
Is someone still on? Someone still on?